Great work, team. We're well over halfway now, and the code we require for the missile is almost done. This is a great place to take a break on the bench nearby, if you wish. You know the manhole covers I mentioned at the last location? Notice how many there are at these crossroads. That's because this place is important. The manhole covers mark the fuel lines for the underground missile, and this place is where they all meet. Did you put your ear to any of them? Try the one with the white symbol on it. You should be able to hear the fuel lines firing up. That hatch, the one with the white symbol, is an access port. The symbol on it may look strange to you, but that's because it's an alien character which means danger. My last-ditch attempt, if they should ever find this place, to stop the aliens opening the cover up. If they ever do find our fuel lines, they can trace them back to the rocket itself, blowing it up, or even worse, launching it at your local school. I mean, imagine if it took out your math class. Horrible. We're on the home run now. We need to get the rest of those codes and hit the aliens before they hit us. In a moment, we'll be heading over the bridge. But before we do, I want to show you something special. It's on this side of the creek. Continue along the path in the same direction that you were previously walking, the creek on your left. Walk until you reach a circle of bushland on the left-hand side, which is surrounded by green and yellow posts. This will be our next destination.